is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Mix and switch your whole gal, that can hit the spot. Them sweet, sweet sours up. Hey, on your tree get blocked. We need no chemo to cure the cancer, no gal. Just juice the pub. Cause I like juicing, 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 juicing. That's healthy stuff. And we could be juicing for life, every day, all the time. That can keep us pumped. Build up your immunity. Girl, ain't nothing wrong with me.
Good yawning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk, all day. It is Friday, the 12th of November. It's a Friday. That means it's Culture Fridays. And we are talking Bahamian culture today. We are talking food, food, glorious food. And today, my special guest is Mr. Brentford Hall. Now, I got to bring Mr. Hall in at the top of the show because he got some kitchens he have to attend to. And I cannot blame him at all. But that song we played just now is called Juicin' by Baygon, a Bahamian rapper. I love it. I love how he combined the rap energy with the Junkanoo drums and the Junkanoo beat. And then the song is about being healthy. Perhaps one of the best strategies for maintaining good health, physical health. Juicing fruit and vegetables. Anyway, we're talking about food and our relationship to food today. So let me bring in, at the very top of the show, Mr. Brentford Hall, Bahamian chef and food culture specialist. Brentford is featured in the Thanksgiving issue of Bon Appetit this year, and he talks with us about the feature, his current and future projects, and if we have just enough time, a couple of tips on infusing Bahamian flavors in your Thanksgiving plate. Good morning, Mr. Hall. How are you?
Good morning, Ms. Erin, and thanks for that introduction, and good morning, Bahamas.
Absolutely. I hope it come with a tip, because you caused me consider eating meat for Thanksgiving this year, man. You're horrible.
Wonderful. I've done that on several occasions. I've had vegans who've been vegans for years and years taste my food, they call it. Since it's just tasting, it's not giving up the lifestyle. So that happened.
Yeah, I'm hoping that's what I could do. I could just take a dabble into that world for one day and then quickly walk myself back to the vegan and vegetarian path. So tell us about this feature in Bon Appetit.
It was something that I was very, very fortunate to be a part of. Bon Appetit does a special part of the magazine every so often. It's called The Getaway, and The Getaway features both domestic and international food hotspots.
Okay.
I know quite a bit of people connected and on staff at Bon Appetit over the years, so when they said that they wanted to feature the Bahamas, then obviously, apparently I was their go-to person. And I was very, very humbled by that. And we got to feature 8 of my favorite places that both locals and visitors should definitely visit.
Absolutely. Now, let me say, I looked at the list of places. Mm-hmm. I love it. Beverly's Kitchen. And if you haven't picked up your, if you have picked up your copy of the magazine, please turn to page 34 now, students. And on page 34, you'll see the list of the hot spots. Fisherman
Yard. That's Evelyn's Kitchen.
Yeah, sorry, Evelyn's Kitchen.
Yeah. This is one of my favorite places, actually.
That's what I learned.
Very, very good, soulfully created fusion of Bahamian and Haitian food. It's absolutely amazing.
Wow, which is so exciting because I can talk about the Edwidge Dandicat lecture last night. But my favorite on the list is Yellow's Conch Stand. Now tell me, of all of Yellow's preparations, which one is your favorite? My favorite.
Well,
go on.
Well, you know, I'm a classical person. I like the basics. So Scotch Conch is my go-to. Anytime I go to Yellow, that's Scotch. Mm-hmm. Chunk up. Cut chunky with onions, a little bit of tomatoes, light on the pepper, lime, and just a touch of orange.
Right. But that's what I like about Yellow's Conch Salad, the touch of orange, the blend and nuance of flavors. Because everybody think, oh, you just put lime in.
No.
Sour orange tree's dead, so it's hard to find a sour orange.
Right.
But what I love about Yellow, while the Scotch is my favorite salad, I really love Yellow's tropical salad. Like, I like the, if it's a formula, it's like it's right. Technical. The thin sliced fruit. Like, he's found the perfect size and texture for the tropical salad.
Well, you know, I'm doing a piece on Bahamian food, and I'm using conch salad as the compass to show how each island is so specific in their cuisine.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, tropical salad, which originated, most people say in Gambia, but I am not a tropical salad fan. I don't hate it, but I just don't like it.
Yeah. I am. Well, for me, because, you know, I sell a lot of fruit, and
right.
I used to make a fruit pepper sauce. So.
Right.
What I did, if it's not yellow, because I don't have the knife skills to do what this boy does, but if it's not yellow, I'll put my own tamarind pepper sauce or my own mango pepper sauce in the salad to make it a tropical.
Yeah, and that's fine. I mean, again, because we have all of these access to these foods, see, that's the thing about Bahamian cuisine. Bahamian cuisine evolves. It stays the same. It's moving. It's stationary. It's all sorts of things. And it's also influenced by 700 islands, keys, and rocks.
Right.
So that puts us in a class, unlike anybody else that I can think about, where we have such island-specific food, and nobody is right or wrong. That's a good thing about conch salad, and that's why I'm studying conch salad. Because four of us could go for conch salad, and the four of us want that conch salad make different.
Yep. Absolutely.
And you know what I mean?
Sometimes the nuance is just a blend of citrus
and
what it accentuates. Okay, so before I ask you for one tip to make my Bahamian plate Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah.
In your conch salad journey, I got one question and one request. Do you think coconut salad, where you replace the conch with tender... That perfect blend of tender and firm. You think that came from Andres?
I'm not sure, but I do. I can say this: that is something that is done in Andres.
Yeah.
Don't forget now, Andres have plenty of coconut and things like that, so I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
So is bologna salad. So is hot dog salad and all these other things that a lot of people here in New Providence scorn.
Yeah.
But they don't realize that, again, each island is so different. You ain't never had salad, quote-unquote conch salad, until you replace the conch salad with bologna. I don't care what nobody says. Bologna salad is absolutely divine.
Now, you see, I pause in there because I can tell you what I replace my conch with is either locally harvested sea moss.
Yeah.
And my request is that you include the locally harvested sea moss on your conch salad run. Your list, but let me tell you why. Because conch eats sea moss.
Right.
Right, like the sea moss is at the bottom of the food chain.
It's very different. That's textually is a little bit different. But it's very similar.
The coconut and the sea moss are my two favorite alternatives. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I agree, but, you know, again, this is more of a study of what, why, how, where conch salad has evolved from.
All right.
You can't go to too much of the islands and ask for a tropical. They're going to ask you if you want a fruit salad.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And look here, I'm looking at this magazine, and I want to say good morning to the hardworking men and women on Montague Ramp. I see them almost every day. That's where I go for my fish. So look here, I got another quick question for you. It's about Bahamianizing things, right?
Right.
Now, I love sushi.
Okay.
And although it is sort of Asian culture, it's also coastal culture, right? People who live underwater culture. I don't have a problem with Bahamians making sushi, but I'm very concerned about the inclusion of plantain in my sushi, right? I want to ask you how you feel about that. Now, I don't just bring up problems. I have a solution. I have a technique for my plantain in sushi. Is what I would do is, as opposed to getting a super sweet plantain, I'm going to get a just right plantain.
Turning over.
And ripe for 12 hours at least. And I'm going to do a super thin, slice on that. And then I'm going to pan fry it or deep fry it to caramelize it, but to maintain the firmness of the just ripened flesh. And I'm going to add that thin slice of plantain to my sushi as opposed to the sort of chunky, super sweet plantain. What you think about that? Is that okay?
Well, you know, I've gotten in trouble, and you know, if anybody knows me, I welcome trouble because most people who come with trouble to me don't have facts. I have facts.
Yeah,
my
yeah.
biggest problem with sushi is we don't know sushi in the Bahamas. It's not sushi.
Mm-hmm.
That's a version of sushi that most people, a Japanese, certainly wouldn't eat.
Mm-hmm.
So therein lies the first problem. It's also simultaneous how some people don't know Bahamian food because they haven't ever eaten real authentic Bahamian food. That's the mirrored image of that. So when you have the Americanized version of sushi, which is what we have in this country, then you could do whatever you want with it because that is certainly ain't sushi.
I've had
sushi when I used to live in Hawaii being very Pacific oriented and impacted in culture.
Mm-hmm.
I had sushi from a master sushi chef. $580 per person. And I could tell you, you would be insulted if you compared the two. They have the same name, but that's not sushi. And I just want to put that out there. So fusing it with different flavors and profiles, do what you want, because that's not authentic sushi.
Right.
Same thing with Bahamian food. Many of us don't even know what peas and rice is anymore, because when have you had authentically made peas and rice? First of all, if you start off with parboiled rice, you then lose me right there. Anybody who's made parboiled rice, peas and rice, don't understand that peas and rice is a braised rice. And braised rice cannot be made with parboiled rice because parboiled rice doesn't take flavor.
So what you're saying is if it don't have pot cake, it ain't correct.
And that is a part of the equation as well.
Okay.
And if it's done well, it tastes well. That's the same way. If you have peas and rice and it doesn't have a stain of oil on the plate when you finish, that ain't right peas and rice.
Okay.
Because that means that's dry.
Uh-huh.
And peas and rice can be dry. So, Aaron, I'll go segue right into my Thanksgiving tip.
Yeah, yeah.
Make peas and rice for your Thanksgiving because that makes it Bahamian, but please make proper peas and rice. Make sure we include all of the things that you should have in peas and rice, one of which should be some sort of salted and cured meat. Hurricane ham is my favorite. And for those who don't know what hurricane ham is, that's dry conch.
Yeah.
Dry conch, salt beef or salt pork, some sort of coconut in terms of coconut oil or coconut rush. You have to make sure that you're not using parboiled rice. It's easy to use basmati or jasmine because they have flavors and they absorb flavor well. And make sure you put enough oil in the pot so it don't dry out. And you have dry one grain, one peas and rice. And don't use browning or tomato paste.
Okay.
But that's a whole different segment,
I got you.
Aaron.
So I could put hurricane ham, which is my dried conch, and don't break the don't eat meat rule.
Right.
But what I'm going to experiment with is smoking coconut. Because people smoking coconut to make it taste like bacon. and I can figure out if I could smoke it. And
perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. But let's make sure that it's inclusive. Peas and rice is a pilau. A pilau is a cook-up.
Yeah.
You can't just have a cook-up with beans and rice. That's not a peas and rice.
I got you.
That's not a cook-up.
So two things. I'm going to need you to teach a master class on this. Because
I will.
These people ain't going to let me marry no man if I don't know how to cook peas and rice, right? First of all. And I hear the man them have a strong man lobby about this. Second of all, I call in the police on anybody who don't put time in their tomato-based stew. Can I do that?
Wow.
Am I allowed to do that? Tell me.
Yeah, of course. And then don't forget there's two versions of time in the Bahamas.
Right.
Brown paper dry time and fresh time. Both have their place.
Right.
Brown paper bag, dry time. It develops a flavor, and that should be used when you're cooking from the start. Fresh thyme is actually used to finish because fresh thyme loses its flavor profile under too much heat.
Right.
And that's why Grammy them used to dry the thyme. Dry thyme actually is take the heat. Fresh thyme and heat don't go too far.
Right.
So you're supposed to finish with fresh thyme.
Now, what I do, I make a salt infusion with my fresh thyme.
Right.
And then keep it that way. Or I drink it as tea.
Sure. I mean, those things are going to have, you know, everything in the Bahamas was done for a reason, you know. Don't forget, our people had some strong backgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
We come from three sets of people, indigenous Tino people, African, and colonial.
Yeah.
All of that makes Bahamian Bahamian.
Right.
So we actually are, in my mind, a perfect melting pot when it comes to food.
Right.
We learn from all those people.
Well, listen, I know you got to go. I had another question I wanted to ask you, Dad, quick. Like, we're going to include Greece in there because I'm hearing over and over again that Greek Bahamians originated the crack conch.
For sure.
Yeah.
But now, don't forget now, they came in afterwards. I was talking about long time.
Okay.
The foundation.
Yeah.
But yes, crack conch is from Greece. It is Greek in origin, the same way as fried chicken is German, but, you know, we don't study.
Yeah.
So that's the history of these things.
I can't study food.
Crack conch is very similar to frites de mer. Frites de mer is fried seafood.
Yeah.
And they was doing that way before. And they bought it here with them. And
okay.
That's how we got crack conch.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Oh, man, it's always my pleasure to talk Bahamian food. And I want people to know and understand that our food is not a mistake. Don't water it down. Don't change it for nobody. Keep being Bahamian because Bahamian is absolutely amazing.
Absolutely. And if you're going to do Thanksgiving this year, do it Bahamian as possible.
Yeah. And Aaron, if I could just plug this.
Yes.
If you go on my website, www.simeonhalljr.com, I have Thanksgiving tips. I have Bahamian recipe tips. I have Bahamian recipes, the whole nine yards. In fact, I just did some stuff for Thanksgiving over the last 3-4 weeks. I posted my Thanksgiving tips and recipes online so anybody could go and check it out.
Absolutely. Wow. Thank you so much. The next time you're on, I want you to tell us about your men's only outdoor oven club. Look here, that's the only man club I ever been jealous of, huh?
It isn't men's only, but that is something in 2022, it's coming back. It's called Ignite.
All right.
It's definitely going to be absolutely amazing.
Oh, somebody's asking, spell the address on the website. Spell it.
www.simeonhalljr.com.
All right, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Arian.
No, I
hope I was a good opener to the rest of your segment today.
Boy, look here. I wish I could hold you some more, but you got plenty of people to feed. Plenty of people to take care of today.
All right.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, and have a good day, Bahamas.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Right. To my caller, I wish I could have kept him on the line longer, but he has to go. So, caller, you're on the clock. Give it 1 second. There you go.
Good morning, Aaron. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm fine, man. I got caught up in that conversation you was having
with the whole genre. You know, those are some interesting points that he was bringing out as it relates to the dry time and, you know, fresh time and the other delights. I enjoyed that conversation a lot. And I also appreciated your humor in there. But, you know, in order to come and get married, you got to perfect that peas and rice there.
That's what I'm telling you, buddy. That's why I did give up on the vibe entirely.
So we look forward to a great ending on 2021 if we can get it together between now and the end of the year. If not, 2022. God bless.
Boy, look here. Mama don't want no raking and scraping it in here, buddy. Thank you so much, Anton. Thank you so much. Listen, Kermit, do me a favor. I know I did give you a playlist, right? But that man said something that made me feel like we got to hear that song about peas and rice, man. That song about peas and George Simonet, peas and rice. Because mama says she don't want no oil in her peas and rice. And I was like, Brentford, what are you talking about? As Kermit gets the song together, there we go. I can just let it play.
When you're cruising down to Nassau by the sea, and you all get drunk of gin and Bacardi, you dance and sing all night till the island heaves in sight, and you hear those natives singing merrily. Mammy don't want no peas and rice and coconut oil. Mammy don't want no peas and rice and coconut oil. Mammy don't want no peas and rice and coconut oil. Just a bottle of brandy handy all the time. Mammy don't drink no gin because it makes a sin. Mammy don't drink no gin because it makes a sin. Mammy don't drink no gin because it makes a sin. And it makes her feel like whoopee all the time.
Hey, thank you, Kermit. Let's go to this call, or you let me know when we have a break. But let's go to this call, and then we can play another song on the list. Good morning, caller. How are you?
Good morning, Ms. Green. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
I think you being Andros already.
What do you mean? I from Andros.
What part?
Fresh Creek.
Really?
Cargill Hill. I's a gay and a boy.
I remember that part.
No, that's my people name.
Gay and a boy.
Yeah, the gays and the boys from Fresh Creek.
Okay. Yeah,
Father Lash is my cousin. Father Lash Boyd.
No, well, that's my aunt's grandson.
Well, nice to meet you, cousin.
Okay, then. So he married to my cousin Ruth.
Okay, yeah, nice to meet you.
That was his mother.
Yes.
That was his mother. Yeah. Now, I want to ask you something. You're from Andros.
Yes.
You ever heard about Bay Rush?
Bay Rush?
Yeah.
I heard about it, you know, but tell me, because I only hear about it. Like, little children is hear about things.
Yeah, that's something grew wild in the pine yard.
Mm-hmm.
Like cassava.
Okay.
Makes a nice bread.
Bay Rush bread. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Look how we going to have a native bread competition, though.
No, see, I'm blind. But I can send to one of my nephew in Andros.
Yeah.
Send me one. And I can see that. And I'll call you and let you see how I can get it to you.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Mrs.
Bay Rush bread. Now, if anybody else experienced that, y'all call in here and tell me what it tastes like.
Right. I hope they do.
Yeah.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you very much, sir.
All right.
Kermit, play that next song, the one on the top of the playlist by Frederick McQueen, Come For Your Dinner.
Come for your dinner, boy. Oh, Lord, you in the one. Oh, boy, Nancy, come for you dinner, boy. I say, no, you in the one. I say, slowly, let me go home. Oh, slowly, let me go home. Boom, boom, boom. Slowly, let me go home. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Let me go home. Yeah, but now see, come for your dinner, boy. Oh, I say you in the one. Oh, but slowly, Larry. Oh, yeah, yeah, oh, yeah, now see, now you come for your dinner, boy. Oh, I say now you in the one. Slowly, Larry, go home. Oh, let me go home. Oh, Lord, slowly now, let me go home now. Ah, yeah, let me go home. I say, boy, now see, come for your dinner, boy.
Now, listen, if any Bahamian hearing this today, if you know the relatives of Frederick McQueen, the descendants of Frederick McQueen, get in touch with me. Call the show. Call the producer. Give them your number. Because when I found that gem of a song last night, I was like, wow. Just hidden, you know, just sort of hidden in the interwebs, the internet. And I thought the song, it tickled me. Because of the, you're telling him, boy, you better come home for this dinner. The idea, it made me feel like this meal is so important. You know, that this may be the best part of your day. Come home for this. Come get this. Don't let it go to waste. Anyway, I really like that song. I wanted to play some songs that you may not have ever heard before about food. So Kermit, before we go to the break, if you don't mind, let's play the Mama Baked the Johnny Cake by the Fresh Creek Dance Band. This is the first time I heard this song, this rendition, and the first time I've ever heard about this group, the Fresh Creek Dance Band. Now listen, I had to play that. And first of all, you hear me tell the guy, I'm from Fresh Creek, so when I saw that, that tickled me. But did you know, my producer just reminded me, they play in the spoon. They play in the spoon. A big spoon for the big soup pot. Well, not a big, big spoon. But they play in spoons to make music. That's why it's so important for young people to hear this, right? To hear this, the ingenuity, the creativity, the innovation of their ancestors and what they did with the little that they had. So that song is a classic song. I don't have time to play the many versions I found of it, but I have to say this, dear Bahamian artists, for the sake of the culture, for the sake of the people, I need you to document your music online so we could access it, please. Please. Kermit, you let me know when it's time to go to a break. I got a couple of texts here. Text here says, Miss Green, I met a serious farmer, Miss Jetta Roll. More like her, we won't need to import food. Yes, indeed. So I think that's our music. We're about to go to a break, producer. We're going to a break, and when we come back, we're going to play some more music. I'm going to read some of these texts, and I'm going to give you all some more tips for making your Thanksgiving dinner as Bahamian as possible. So stay tuned to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You're on the clock with Erin Green. It's Culture Friday, and we're going to be right back.
So what was she selling? The young lady, she started spending pumpkin, bananas, peas, and corn, breadfruit, lime, lemon, orange, cassavas, potato, onions, carrots. That's not good for making tea. Whee!
At Fidelity, the holidays are all about family, spending time with loved ones, and being thankful for the little things in life. Worrying about bills should be the last thing on your mind, especially during the holidays. Let Fidelity help you get your bills under control. Fidelity can also get you started with a real savings plan that actually pays you interest. The only thing you need to think about is what you will do with the savings in your pocket this Christmas. Now that's what I'm talking about. Fidelity Bank is here for you this holiday season because you are family, and family is important to us.
Like what you're hearing on the show? Want to support the conversation? Sponsor On the Clock today. Call Janet Lees at 302-2304. That's 302-2304. Be the Solution. Sponsor On the Clock of Erin Green, where she dissects, we discuss, and you decide.
What happened to you? You look like you lost your paycheck.
Man, I just realized I got scammed out of a bunch of money. They said I won this contest and just needed me to send them some money so I could collect. I mean, to expedite something. Or was it to smooth the process?
Man, you're smarter than that. Protect yourself against scams and fraud by following these tips. If you know you didn't enter a competition, you can't win. Never pay to receive a cash prize. If you're being asked, you're being scammed. Check trusted internet sites for verification of information given to you. Do not give your banking details to people you don't know. If it sounds too good to be true, it is. Monitor your bank account regularly for any questionable transactions.
Get more information at GetMoneySmartBahamas.com.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
Rum and lemon, sweet, you know.
Don't squeeze a mango.
Don't squeeze the mango.
Don't squeeze the mango.
Rum and lemon, sweet, you know.
Don't squeeze the mango.
On my last trip down to Foggy Bay, this is what the lady said. They all are rum and sweet, you know. But please don't squeeze, squeeze the mango.
Don't squeeze the mango.
Don't squeeze the mango.
Rum and lemon, sweet, you know.
Don't squeeze the mango.
On my last trip down to Hatchet Bay, this is what the lady said. They all are rum and sweet, you know. But please don't squeeze, squeeze the mango.
Don't squeeze the mango. Don't squeeze the mango.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You are on the clock with Erin Green, and that melodious voice you heard just now was the late, great Kayla Lockhart Edwards and the Kayla Lockhart Band. Listen, sorry, the Kayla Lockhart Singers. Don't squeeze the mango. Now, I had to play that version of the song, because I don't want my chorale singers, like my members of the National Youth Choir and the National Choir, to think that I don't rate them as top Bahamian performances and that style of performance. And who doesn't love Kayla Lockhart? Anyway, we miss you, Kayla. I had to play that song. I had to play that song. We ain't heard your voice in long enough. Don't squeeze the mango. And that song right there, I grew up with that song. My father brought home one day this tape, this VHS tape, and I played that tape every day till it wore out. On it was a, what they call a Ministry of Tourism, Perry Como promotional video. And Don't Squeeze the Mango was one of those songs on there. And so for me, when you talk about what is Bahamian culture, that song is Bahamian culture. But I also want to hear from my audience today. I want you to call in or text in with your favorite song about Bahamian food or Bahamian food culture. And there's two things I learned in my research last night. First, one, top one, Bahamians love food. Two, most importantly, food is a metaphor for many, many things. And so some of the songs that we're going to play today are in fine Bahamian tradition, what you call tongue-in-cheek, full of double entendres, full of messages that little children don't hear until they become adults, right? And there's this beautiful thing about Bahamian music and Caribbean music, the magistry, the art of it, where we hide these little messages in there. So I want to say, listen responsibly with your children when you listen into this music. Well, let me get to a call. Caller, you're on the clock.
Good morning, Miss Green. How you doing?
Good morning, Sparky. How you do?
You're only talking about food this morning.
Well,
culture.
We're talking about food and food culture.
Oh, okay. No, right. I remember a song that they used to sing a long time ago, going to Junkanoo.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't remember it had anything to do with food. We used to sing a song when we used to go to Junkanoo a long time ago called Duwanani.
Yeah, Duwanani, Duwanani,
Duwanani, Duwanani, how you do? And I never, although I was part of groups going on there shaking and singing the song, I never understand what Duwanani mean. What that was all about. Duwanani, 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 how you do? Yay! Duwanani, Duwanani. We just go down there, read up and down all day. Click, 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 click.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
You know, you ever heard that song?
I have, and what I can do is for next week, Friday, I can find out what that means.
Okay, darling.
Because they have these little children around here singing these songs.
You know that Sparky and the Boys from the Pigs got two songs out there, but it's difficult to get DJs to play. We got one song out there. The song was written by an attorney, Barry Sawyer, named Pig Feet South.
Okay, I can find it.
Yeah, we have two out there. But it's hard to get them, and then there's another one called Come to the Shop.
Well, you know, I can find that.
When you're young and your mother sends you to the shop through the corner, you go to Miss Johnson.
Yeah.
And one time we went down in the Grove, this was off Andres Avenue, and this lady, Miss Johnson, had this shop and reminded us, guys, we just out having a few beers one night, and Miss Johnson's shop reminded us of the little shop, Mr. Gibson, in the valley.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to Miss Johnson's shop. She opened up the door with this long spring and this cowbell hanging on it to let you know if she in the house, somebody come to the shop.
Mm-hmm.
And she had the old oil cans and everything there, the carnation cream and everything there, and all the tarts. And then we had this song called Come to the Shop, and the song started, Miss Johnson! And they said, who that? This granny boy, what you want? But come to the shop. We got two songs out there, Big Feet South and Come to the Shop. I can get them for you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Sparky. Thank you so much. Now, look here. See, that's what I'm talking about, food culture, right? Come to the Shop is a part of Bahamian food culture. Every children remember getting sent to the shop, and every adult remembers trying to send children to the shop because they don't want to go themselves. But from songs to Sawyer Boy, to the Spot 242, we all have incorporated this idea, this culture, this experience of going to the shop, and more importantly, a come to the shop, right? There's so much in it. The responsibility that the little child is given to come back with the right change and the right things. I mean, that's the things we talking about. All right, I got another caller on the line. Caller, you're on the clock. I'm sorry it took so long, caller. Call back. Caller, you're on the clock.
Good morning, Aaron Green. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How you do?
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank God for another day. With life, I can do something about it. If I don't have any life, well, I got to wait for them to put me down in the ground.
Yes, sir.
And I just came from by my sister. She lives in Garden Hills.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were just talking, and she's telling me how expensive broccoli costs,
mm-hmm.
you know? I didn't know that she had a conversation with her husband earlier that morning. I went outside leaving my sister. You know, my brother-in-law, inside his garden there, he went to get the seeds, okay, to plant the broccoli.
Mm-hmm.
That's, man, look here. I said, I got to put him on last and congratulate him, you know, because that's the fastest I ever see broccoli really come forward.
Yeah, man. It can grow here.
Yes, yes, you know, and congratulations, David. God bless you, and thank you, Aaron Green. All the best.
Man, thank you very much. Absolutely. So, guys, boy, you can grow broccoli here. You can, with no problem. What you have to remember is that your broccoli is not going to look necessarily like the broccoli you see in the food store. In fact, your first set of broccoli may be, you know, a little smallish. But the beauty of broccoli is the broccoli leaves. The heads are great, but the broccoli leaves make a beautiful stir fry. Add to your curry. Add to your peas and rice. I just I fancify in the peas and rice. Add it. I got another caller on the line. Caller, you're on the clock.
Aaron, how are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
My name is Dave Nemo. I'm from Fresh Creek.
Yes, sir. Morning.
And I called because I heard you mention Fresh Creek and your relations in Fresh Creek, the gays and the...
The Boyds.
The Boyds.
Yes.
Yes, I'm a Nemo from Fresh Creek.
Nice to meet you, cousin.
I called because I heard you mention Frederick Green, and I have some interesting information on Frederick.
Okay.
And wherever you find him in history, you'll find him associated with Joseph Penn.
Okay.
And when Samuel Chalmers, I don't know if you read the book, Too Long or Hours Too Long, Pennies, something like that, a book written by Samuel Chalmers in 1958, when he first came to Fresh Creek.
Okay.
He met John Roberts, because John Roberts and Frederick McCrane used to sing together.
Okay.
But apparently, Frederick McCrane was off the island, so John Roberts had to wait on Frederick McCrane to come back. So Samuel Chalmers waited, but it took a while. So he saw this gentleman on the bike, on a bicycle.
Uh-huh.
And he asked John Roberts who the person was. He said, "That's Joseph Spence." And he said, "Would he play for me?" And John said, "Would he play for you?" What started out as a few minutes actually started ended in like about a mini concert. That's when Samuel Chalmers first met Joseph Spence in Fresh Creek. That's when Joseph Spence actually discovered.
Wow! And you said Samuel Charles?
Samuel Chalmers.
Charters.
Samuel Charters. 1958.
Wow.
Yeah. Joseph Spence was discovered, I think, because of Frederick McQueen.
Right.
The incident between Samuel Chalmers and Frederick McQueen. John Roberts waiting for Frederick McQueen to come back because he had them sing. He was some student, I think, one of the universities, Berkeley or one of them.
Yeah.
And he came to Andros. He frequented the Caribbean looking for talent.
Mm-hmm.
And it was through Frederick McQueen that he actually met Joseph Spence. I wrote the first coloring book to Joseph Spence's honor. And then I wrote the story book called The Legacy of Joseph Spence. And Frederick McQueen is actually in that book.
Man, listen, give me your number or leave your number with the producer. I want to say give it to me on air because I know 100 other people want to contact you. Same time, but...
Take it quickly then. 422.
Uh-huh.
144.
Awesome. No, you're missing the number. 422. I got you. Okay, 6144. Thank you, Mr. Nemo. I'm going to call you. I need you to come on and we just going to talk about you and your work and your research.
Okay. Very, very, very good. I'd be more than happy to do that.
Absolutely. I'll give you a call this evening.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Absolutely. Imagine that. Samuel Chalmers came to Andros looking for Frederick McQueen, who was out of town. Somebody was supposed to sing him and tell him come for his dinner. And in that, Samuel Chalmers met Joseph Spence. Wow. Let me get to this next call, and then we're going to go to the text. Caller, you're on the clock.
Yeah, Miss Green, sorry to call you, Bob. You mentioned Sawyer Boy, right?
Yeah.
The two songs they talk about, in fact, it's three of them, the two songs they talked about was actually written by Barry Sawyer, Sawyer Boy's uncle, up on Hawkins Hill. There's another song he wrote called Just the Way We Bella Be. Remember the
yeah.
ring down, Just the Way We Bella Be, Bella Be, Bella Be?
Yes.
Barry Sawyer, an attorney on top of Hawkins Hill, Sawyer Boy's uncle, wrote those three songs. But it's hard to get these DJs to play people's songs. But they play Jamaican song all day. Have a good day.
No, Sparky, what's the name of your band? Ah, boy, Sparky, that's what you do. Now you cut me off. Ah, when you're in the other seat, when you're in the other seat. Thank you very much for that info, though. Sawyer Boy, I got to give you a call. I tell you I wasn't going to pester you about marriage no more, but I got to give you a call because we need to talk about this. Look at the Bahamian history that pops up when we create a space for it. I got another text here that says, good morning, Aaron. Eliminate the deep pan fried. Get an air fryer. No oil. I appreciate your contribution to health and wellness in the country. I really do. And another text said they feel that song about come for your dinner. Another text here says, tomato paste and fat is what makes peas and rice peas and rice. What about the thyme? It have to, if you all continue this trend of not putting thyme in your traditional Bahamian foods, I'm going to have to call the police on y'all. Another text says, 5-piece of chicken macaroni. Ah, you know. In fact, Kermit, let's play that song, The Buffet by Eddie Minnis. 5-piece of chicken macaroni and cheese. It goes on roast beef, pork chop, rice and black-eyed peas. If you know the songs, you know the songs, Bahamians. Listen, you can text us. We still got a little more time. 422-GR96, that's 422-4796. Or call in 323-6232, 325-4316, or 325-4259. Kermit, you let me know when you're ready for me. Sorry, caller, that I lost you. While I'm waiting for that song to put, there we go.
I went to a banquet in paradise. Everyone dressed elegant, the ballroom fixed up nice. The meal was served buffet style. You never seen such a spread. And people from many nations, they lined up to be fed. The Englishman, he takes a fish and chips. The American grab fried chicken, that's a native dish. The Frenchman bypass the food, he heads straight for the wine. The German just click his heel, then Billy played with veal. Then along come a Bohemian, a mountain on his plate. He act like he never eat before, and he ain't gonna eat no more. He had 5 pieces of chicken, macaroni and cheese, roast beef, pork chop, rice and black eyed peas. He had cucumber, crab cum, cum salad too.
Oh, I love it, I love it, I love it. Now, that is a song about food culture, right? And that's what we need more of. Young people need this, particularly with our proximity to the U.S. We know it ain't nothing nefarious. Larger cultures consume smaller cultures. So to protect our culture, we have to not just invest in it, but we got to inundate the children with it. The same way we like to inundate them with Bible scriptures and with beatings. We got to inundate them with this info, with this music. I mean, that's how we eat. Like, and I can be, anyway, it's an anniversary just recently passed. But if you hear Rodney Moncur, when he went into the Senate, one of the most important things that Rodney Moncur talked about, see, he used political satire, he used humor to couch it, was the two meats situation in the House. He was so overjoyed, he'd get two meats for breakfast, two meats for lunch, and he could take some home with him. Now, that really was a critique on our food culture, our political culture as well. It's so important. Anyway, I got a caller on the line. Caller, you're on the clock.
Good morning, Aaron Green. How you doing?
Hey, I am good, thank you. How you do?
I'm okay. Aaron.
Yeah.
Do you find a juice and song from?
Listen, that is a song about fruit, about this new trend of juicing foods that we should be on because we in the tropics. We should always be juicing as opposed to eating cooked food, starchy food, things like that. And that's by Bagon. You can find him on YouTube under Bagon242. That's the same Bahamian artist that wrote the song Daddy, Daddy, These Children One Day Daddy. Anyway, listen, I got to go to a break. And when we get back from the break, we're going to read the rest of these texts and close out the show with a song I know you've never heard.
She's got carrots, onions, these peppers, very hot. She gives you right flavor to sweeten up your pot.
Come to the shop.
Oi.
Come to the shop.
Miss Johnson, you know why?
Come to the shop. Come to the shop.
Penny sausage here, and a loaf of bread right here. Take that penny sausage and rip it right in here. Penny sausage here, and a loaf of bread right there. Take that penny sausage and rip it right in here.
Like what you're hearing on the show? Want to support the conversation? Sponsor On the Clock today. Call Janet Lees at 302-2304. That's 302-2304. Be the Solution. Sponsor On the Clock of Erin Greene, where she dissects, we discuss, and you decide.
What happened to you?
You look like you lost your paycheck.
Man, I just realized I got scammed out of a bunch of money. They said I won this contest and just needed me to send them some money so I could collect. I mean, to expedite something. Or was it to smooth the process?
Man, you're smarter than that. Protect yourself against scams and fraud by following these tips. If you know you didn't enter a competition, you can't win. Never play to receive a cash prize. If you're being asked, you're being scammed. Check trusted internet sites for verification of information given to you. Do not give your banking details to people you don't know. If it sounds too good to be true, it is. Monitor your bank account regularly for any questionable transactions.
Get more information at GetMoneySmartBahamas.com.
Trust some food until you get your pay. Trust some corned beef and rice. A shilling weight a lot and a half a pound of salt just for the children in the yard. Oh, I'm gonna shop.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. That's what it means to have the best producers in the business. My producer found that song, Sparky, Come to the Shop. He says this version is performed by Music Makers. And Frankie Victory is the vocalist singing on that song. Look here, Sparky, thank you for bringing that history here. Look what magic we create when we work together. That is awesome. Let me get to this text. I promise you, I get this song I have to play before we end the show. I didn't get to play all the songs I had on my list, but let me read these texts. First text just says, I love it, I love it. Next text says, Miss Green, if you try use coconut oil, it is healthier than the cheap oil. Your food is not greasy, and the flavor is better. Well, coconut oil is a superfood. On top of that, we could produce it here, and that's why I love it the most. All right, Kermit, play the last song on the list. I want you all to hear this song by George Simonette called Don't Touch My Tomato. And as we go, some songs I didn't play. You know, we all know Burma Road, Ronnie Butler, Burma Road. We know Bahaman Gin and Coconut Water. We know Sky Juice Band, Crab Sauce. Did you ever hear Thomas Cartwright and the boys play Watermelon is Spoiling? But this song right here, I play in this for the young people and the old people. Here's what happens when we fuse and blend not just our cultures, but our generations, our ideas about what music means to us. This is Don't Touch Me Tomato by George Simonette, the J-Pod remix.
Touch me, I'm a pumpkin potato. For goodness sake, don't touch me tomato. Touch me this, you touch me that. Touch me everything I've got. Touch me plum and me apple too. Here's one thing you just can't do.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.